You're listening to the B-Side Podcast on Brick Radio. If you like what you hear or think there's an artist or band we should have in studio, let us know in the comments. Otherwise, sit back, relax, tune in, and turn on.
Backtrack and fight what was gonna happen anyway. Heavyweights can't knock the hustle out of mind, you gotta be jumping off the cliffside, trying to follow after dreams. No Sankofa or retrograde could bring you back. Put my heart in all attacks against the thoughts of naysayers. Say prayers, lay it with love for those afraid to make the same move that I did. Show them my wit, never afraid to. And nah, that's not a fetish, I just relish in the jealousy. Let it power the rockets. Mother, father, Satan, they ain't got power to stop it. Me, the motion, sip the potion. So you grow, Alice, no malice shall pass here. Never remain the same being as you were last year. Ignorance don't last here, only the strong live. Lost in the sauce till they all on the wrong. I can concoct a long list, but y'all don't appreciate the rawness.
You'll never find me out in Queens unless I'm chilling with some queens on some County of the Kings-ish. Well, lyrics are powerful, sometimes prophetic. At least 2.5 out of 3 ain't bad, because this is Brooklyn. We are chilling live on B-Side, and I am your host, Queen. God is here to introduce you to this crew full of hip-hop hope and the authors of that opening quote, Q&A band. Give it up one more time. So we just finished listening to a song called Retrograde off of the album 12. That's Roman numeral 12. And for those who know, Retrograde is a lot about reflection, kind of going back. So in the spirit of reflecting, we're going to start with Benjamin Chin, a.k.a. Sax of Shaolin. I'm going to start with you because for those who don't know, Q&A Band has had many life cycles. It has had many iterations starting as far back as 2000, maybe 14, 15. And who we're seeing today is not necessarily who were the original members of Q&A. Tell us a bit about who you are, where you're from, and how the Q&A band started, and then introduce us to each of these.
Well, I'm Ben. I grew up, I was born in Singapore, and I moved when I was 8, I moved to Minnesota, and I grew up in right outside of Minneapolis, like Eden Prairie. Okay. Yeah, right next to Prince's studio.
Yes.
And so I grew up there for like 10 years, and then I had this idea with a friend of mine, Carlos is his name.
Carlos Kelly.
Yeah, Carlos Kelly. And then so we thought of this idea after I was done serving in the Singaporean Army. We moved here and we started the band, and we just, you know, we had no plan. We were just like, let's, like run and gun kind of thing.
Okay.
And so because of that, and you know, just life, like we've gone through so many different changes, mm-hmm. and so many different lineup changes, and I've kind of had to figure out what Q&A is and how.
Was it originally that name?
Was originally that name. It was supposed to be, it was really like the duo, like of okay. me and Carlos.
And Carlos is an MC.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's an MC, and so that was sort of the thing where he's like, he's very like asking a lot of questions kind of thing, and that's what, and I'm more like grounded, and that's what the band started off as. Mm-hmm. But as we started writing more music, we just realized, I realized more and more that it's like, it was more than just us two.
Okay.
And so, you know, he had to leave for some medical problems. He went back to Minnesota to heal up, and
we wish you lots of healing, Carlos,
yeah.
the MC.
He's doing much better now.
Amen.
Much better.
So how did we kind of went through a lot of different iterations of this band. So let's go into introducing these guys and tell us how they became part of Q&A.
So this is the best bass player ever. This is Dylan. He's the best. If not because of his bass playing, because of his beer drinking abilities.
And, while playing bass.
No, this is Dylan Kamenkow. We met because of our sister band Liquid, and I saw them play, and I was just like, yeah, okay. Dylan needs to be part of this.
And just for a quick reference, Liquid is the sister band, also fronted by MC Liquid, aka DJ Faye Grimm. So let's keep going. Let's go to the drummer.
This is the man from Paris, from French Guinea, Alex Goffick, aka Ass Hat.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Really appreciate
he's very,
that.
He's too proud of that hat.
Okay.
He's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And then who we have over here?
Zaven Embry. He's like the first guy I met in New York. Like when I found a rehearsal room, it was his rehearsal room.
Okay.
We're still in that rehearsal room.
Right on. And last but not least, we have
Soup.
Soup, I have a special request for you. I would like for you to introduce yourself, tell us where you're from through freestyle.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's...
Oh, okay.
This is great.
No. Alex, give me some rim and a little hi-hat. So my name is Soup. I come from Bed-Stuy. Spit some hard shit that made black in your eye. Have you wondering why the fuck is he dope? He smoke a lot, but no, it's no joke. He got a lot of things on his mind. He find all of these lines. You know that he's sublime. Put him up in the limelight and he just might shine. He might just try to give you a little bit in a bind.
And I don't mean to cut you off because that is a nice verse, but this is live TV, so please don't curse. Give it up for Soup.
The East Coast boasts some of the most potent dope around. Nothing for your veins, just your brain enjoying sound. From the county where the crowns be, party while you sound sleep. Pull out, shut up, pounce me and my peeps, cause we brown skin, that's regular. Fighting the power whichever way we can. From being vegans to breathe the ancestors at every checkpoint. Best you in the get down or get rolled up. What's the hold up when a circle busting donuts and he taking to the face? Wasn't for race day, for play, but still for feels. I keep it real, caught the vibe, that high power. Super skunk, rolled up in a chocolate blunt. Bed-Stuy fly flavor, take a breath of that fresh air flow. Let them know what it really be. Don't get it, silly me.
We are live on B-Side. We got questions, they have answers, perhaps. We left off with my friend here. Let us backtrack a little bit and talk about how you came apart of Q&A. So we started out with MC Carlos, and then we actually have two members who are two original members of Q&A band who are not here. Marina Espinay, aka Cherry, and Bush T, both of whom are women vocalist MC who are traveling the world doing their own thing. So when they kind of spun out of Q&A and you spun in, how did that happen?
When I came into the band, was like just after Bush T had left. And I don't know if you knew this, but he used to also be one of the MCs in the band.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
that's excellent.
So
thank
Ben
you.
Was in the middle of like MCing his own band, you know, which wasn't a part of his vision. It was just like, this is where his music was going, so he's trying to continue that. And we would meet up at the spot called The Backdrop.
Where's that?
Backdrop.
Yeah, that's where we met. We met at The Backdrop. That's
where?
It doesn't exist anymore.
But where was it?
Oh, it was in Park Slope area.
Really?
Like Park Slope, downtown Brooklyn. Like
that
right
must have been
Ave.
A short-lived venue because there weren't that many venues.
It was like
Park
a star.
Slope.
Like short, but hot.
Yeah. Like it was there for a minute and it was lit. And I would go there all the time because I did events there and then they had like a jam session they would do there and that's where we met. I would just go there and rap. I would be like one of three people there rapping all the time. Mm-hmm. And I had a band of my own, and my pianist went through some health issues. Like, he had melanoma, so it was like going on with stuff.
Yeah,
and
I'm putting
like,
all the business out there, okay.
No, it's whatever. I mean, it's whatever. I ain't gonna go to none of that. But I was, you know, dealing with not knowing exactly what was happening with my band. And so a friend of mine named Chelsea Reject, who's another MC from Brooklyn, she hit me up and was like, yo, Ben, I don't know if you know Ben, but Ben's looking for an MC for his band. And I was like, I heard about it. I already seen the ads he was putting up. But I wasn't on my own, just like, oh yeah, I'm trying to do that. It was kind of just like, oh, that's cool. She was like, no, I really think you should do it. And I was like, word.
In the classic Brooklyn nonchalant kind of way.
Like, yeah. All right, whatever, I'll go. And then I showed up. You know, I showed up, I was like seeing people that I knew there, but it was like people that I knew, and I was like, I'm better than these guys.
Yeah, so we get that vibe. We get that vibe. And you know, I mean, we do. From the moment I walked into the room, I was like, here we go. Okay. You are Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn all day, every day.
Facts. I'm right from Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy, yes, we heard. Because so Brooklyn, you know, has its stamp on hip-hop and the vibe of hip-hop that we kind of like project from this particular borough.
Right.
But you're doing a fusion between jazz and hip-hop. So how do you balance?
I mean, to me, it's, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but to me it's second nature. It's not a balancing act. It's not, I'm not fighting it, mm-hmm. because to me, when I listen to jazz, when I listen to hip-hop, I'm listening to the same thing. I mean, maybe ones, they have different grooves, mm-hmm. but like I hear a saxophone player soloing, mm-hmm. when I hear that, I hear an MC spitting.
Yes.
And when I hear like an MC spitting, I hear a saxophone.
Well, you are an MC who's literally spitting through this instrument as a saxophonist, so I feel like maybe that's where the organic nature of it comes from, because you have an understanding as an MC.
Maybe, but I don't know. I think I can speak for all of us in the band. Like, we don't think about, like, can we make this more hip-hop? Can we make this more jazz?
No, clearly.
It's just like what we are.
So it's a natural, balanced chemistry.
Yeah. When we make music, it's kind of just like literally like Ben will literally just come to me and be like, yo, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. He'll play it and it's either I'm like, oh, that's dope, or I'm like, nah, that's whack. And I'll do the same thing. I'm like, yo, Ben, I have an idea. And it's either he'll be like, yo, that's dope, or nah, that's whack. And we just build off of it. And it's like everybody comes, nobody comes into the group, nobody comes to rehearsal with the idea of you have to do this. You know, we want you to play it like this. Even if he comes in with like this, you know, half-cocked idea, it's like we'll all just be like, all right, and then we'll bring life to it. You know what I mean? Like there would be some things where like he didn't think it was gonna go this way or it'd be like this, and you know, we just add our own.
Well, that is really good to know. That makes me feel better about what's happening here, because sometimes it is a struggle, especially when we're talking about the nature of collaboration in general, and in particularly these art forms.
To me, it comes from the same culture. It comes from the same people, so it's like the same thing.
Who you gone? How y'all doing, audience? Are you on the one, the two, or the three? We don't know, but let's find out.
Some of y'all on one, some of y'all on one plus two.
Okay, so there's this quote says, I got a harem of hoes, a barrel of flows, fire pen for my foes, lyrically throwing them bows.
Where did she get that from? Why does she have that?
Quote from Soup, AKA by Dadimus Prime. You be on one. How do you balance sometimes being on one?
No, I don't be on one. I be on three. And it's
but sometimes you be on one, and then sometimes you clearly be on one, and then sometimes you're on three. And so how do you find the balance as an MC between the moments when you are on the three and when you be on one?
Well, right, but first you gotta understand what I was saying when I was talking about being on one and three, because it's not even like, you know,
awesome.
Like somebody be like, oh, you on one right now, like you wildin', like you're on one. It's
right.
Like not even like that, but
cool.
it is at the same time, double entendre of it. But the one, anybody ever heard of Supreme Mathematics?
Yes.
All right, cool. So I was
raised. One is knowledge,
one,
right?
One is knowledge, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of people think they know, mm-hmm. right? So you know. You mm-hmm. know so much, but mm-hmm. people that know refuse to ask questions.
Okay.
You know, because you know. What,
right.
what is it to ask when you know? So
yes.
at the end of the day, you reach the end of your rope if you think you know everything. What mm-hmm. else is there for you to do? You might as well just quit right now, because mm-hmm. you don't know anything. Mm-hmm. You haven't even come to understand, mm-hmm. which is what the three mm-hmm. is.
Right.
So I understand my place. I understand who I am. I understand where I'm going. I understand what I'm doing, whereas a lot of people in the world don't. Mm-hmm. They just think they know what they're doing, when in actuality.
Do you ever have moments as an MC where you feel like you know?
I'm scared to have moments where I think that I know, because, you know, I hate to think that I know something and walk out there.
And so it's not just about assuming to know everything, but you know, there's and then the name QMA band
right.
is part of the question and answers, right? So there has to be.
But that's where you will be on one and two, where it's like you're knowing and you're gaining the wisdom on it because you're applying it to your life. But one plus two is three. Mm-hmm. Simple math, you know. So knowledge plus the wisdom of application to your life equals the understanding that comes with, you know, the entire experience altogether.
Okay, speaking of these principles, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, thank you very much, Soup. Let's talk about jazz influences. Who are your top five jazz influences? And very briefly, tell us what knowledge, wisdom, and understanding they have given to you and your process.
John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, Pharoah Saunders, Miles Davis, and Jackie McLean. And I think all those people, they either knew where they were going, mm-hmm. or they either knew like what their place was in the world, or in I mean, logistically, like in their scene, or in their band, like what their role is, or they were comfortable in staying on that journey. That was their place, was to be continually pushing, continually exploring, and finding what the next thing is.
Mm-hmm. And then there was moments where particularly Miles Davis and John Coltrane had, they became restless with the scene, right? And
yeah.
they were trying to find.
Yeah, and I think, and Train knew that, you know, he even just simple stuff like his tone, like his saxophone sound, mm-hmm. He knew that he was supposed to just keep searching, and he knew, I think, like, he never stopped, and I think he never wanted to stop. Like Soup said, it's not, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that I don't know and I about myself, and I can't do anything but just like revel in the journey.
Smoke a spliff and get lifted, then listen to the kid spits because he's gifted. Soup, that is the dude I is, and I say get down with it, get down or move the hell out of my way. Silly spit up thin rhymes, wanna hang, I see you trying, can't get the work in a good time. I'm living and I grind, I grind.
Let's give it up for the band. There's a really important moment that I don't want to get lost. Before this last song, I quoted a freestyle of yours, and I really want to understand the balance. Do you feel like writing songs for Q&A, writing lyrics for Q&A, challenges you to be more mindful or thoughtful of what you are saying, or do you feel like this is you from freestyle to written, this is you across the board?
They're laughing because no. When I came into Q&A, it was like, I came in there and I was just like, yo, I have all of this really deep ass shit that I've been thinking and writing about. And they were just like, yeah, but we need to make songs that people want to listen to. So we should figure out a way to like package this. So I feel like I had to be more mindful of how to.
So the answer is yes.
Not get lost in the depth of what it was that I was talking about, or like how I was bringing it across the table. Like, I, according to Ben, I think a little bit too much about what I'm saying by myself. Like,
in your freestyles as well?
My freestyles are literally just word vomit. I think that fast. Like, I think words just come out and it's just like, yeah, it's just like.
When you're improvising, you know, you just do what comes out, but then when you, it sounds like your songs are actually really thoughtful. As we hear on the 12 album, the whole concept of the 12 album is really thoughtful, and the breakdown of that album, I'll read this so that the audience can follow along, it reminds me of you, from what I observed from you, is that it's based on the concept of a hangman tarot yeah. card, and according to Biddy Tarot, who provided this, it shows a man suspended upside down from the living world tree, rooted in the underworld, but supporting the heavens. This is a card of ultimate surrender, martyrdom versus sacrifice, transition, letting go, and this has influenced the album. So if you came up with the concept of hangman, how are you the hangman? How do you find the balancing act between surrendering and also curating, being mindful? Like, how do you find that balance?
I was just threw in a box, and it was just like, yo, this is your circumstances, and you're gonna learn some really weird lessons through it. And it was like, my struggles in life just brought me to a place of like, yeah, all my friends wanna have fun and do all of this stuff that like really has no basis on anything. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, there's so much important stuff going on, you guys. Like, what are we gonna do? Mm-hmm. It's just like, like, think about it. Like, every time y'all get a drink, do you take a straw?
So we're having a Jaden Smith moment right now?
Yeah.
Dame Dash says, hip hop forces you to fake it.
Oh, I don't feel that at all. I think the fakest thing I ever do is like that line you read. That's like, cause that was like, hey, I wanna write something and I just want this to sound like some, I just wanna say a bunch of things and I want people to be like, ooh, that was hard.
So you don't have a harem of hoes?
I don't have a harem of hoes.
All right, cool. So that's good. So recently,
surprise.
In addition, I'm just saying, you know, some people really are convinced themselves that they have a harem of hoes, and you know, at home it's just like crickets. Anyway, good. So now that we got to the answer to that question, let's do a lightning round to just kind of see how plugged in Q&A Band is. I'm gonna call out some names of some current events that are happening, and I'd like you all to jump in there. Even those of you who are not mic'd, if we have to repeat so that everybody can hear, we'll do that. If you're ready, say I'm ready.
We're ready.
Good, thank you. The first one is Meek Mills.
It's none of my business.
It's none of your business. None of your business. Interesting. Bill Cosby.
That's none of my business.
Okay.
What did he put in the pudding?
What did he put in the pudding? Boy. I'm glad, you know what's funny about this is that this is not funny. None of it. J. Cole.
He doesn't like J. Cole.
Ooh, he said overrated.
Yeah, they don't like
J. Cole. Like J. Cole.
I'm not gonna say I don't like J. Cole. Uh-huh. I'm gonna just say I have not listened to his album and I don't plan on downloading it.
Yo, at least he tours with a live band.
Yeah.
Okay. At least he tours with
good.
A live band.
Good. So then the next one is The Roots.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why? Why hell yeah?
What you mean?
First what of, you mean? What's
if
the question?
They, if, no, if they did
the Roots, right?
Yes.
If they weren't a thing.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't be a thing.
Good. I'm glad that you know that.
Word.
We're going to end off on The Roots by saying that many people are going to want to compare you to The Roots, but I actually think that y'all are very different aside from the fact that you honor musicianship at the same level that they do. My last one now, because this actually comes up in the last song that we're going to hear and is a popular thing, and we're going to help him sell some albums because that is what he's trying to do. And Soup, I really invite you to use your words. And answer them daggone questions, Kanye West.
Can we save him? I don't know. He's in a sunken place.
Okay.
He needs a hug. He needs his mom.
Okay. Have you ever been in a sunken place?
Oh, hell no. I've been in a sunken place.
Okay.
My girlfriend baked pies.
His girlfriend bakes pies.
She baked pies.
His girlfriend used to be an MC in the band. Shout out to Bush T.
Where? His girlfriend sing, his girlfriend rap, mom make pie.
Ladies,
she does a lot more than
Godspeed to those women. Last but not least, we're going to go into a song called Kiroshi, which just really quickly before we end the show, it means death due to overwork, means the grind has been so real. And I think that for as many lack of answers that they had at this last round, there's a lot of answers or at least insight in this last song. Give it up one more time for Q&A Ben. That said, Q&A Ben just gave us a full crash course, complete with head-on cultural collision with their genre-defying mission to honor the hip-hop and jazz traditions for all of their complexities. We want to say thank you all, truly, for the ride and the vibes. We appreciate your point of view and sometimes lack thereof, and we wish you all the very, very, very best. And yes, if you want the journey to continue, you can check out this and past episodes of B-Side on our YouTube channel using the hashtag BSideBK and listen to our podcast on soundcloud.com/BSidePodcast or just come on by the studio and experience the thrilling ride up close. I am your host, Queen God Is, wishing you joy and peace and musical relief. We love you, Brooklyn. Till next time. Except that space
is sparse. The B-Side Podcast is produced by Charlie Hoxie, Keisha Alon Cole, Ro Johnson, and Sasha Mathias. Recorded by Onel Mulet and edited by Emily Bogosian. For more information on B-Side and all Brick Radio podcasts, visit brickartsmedia.org/radio.
Every situation is waiting for you to wrong her so she can ring you from your neck in front of a mirror to watch your own death and